But we're going to organize things a little bit differently. We're taking a break from Romans, but we're focusing on gospel stories this morning. So I had a chance to video a few people in our church and some people that have gone out from our church. They are sent in some videos, and so we're going to watch and listen to them and ask God to speak to us through their lives and what he's been doing in their life. So let me just tell you a little bit about those videos and give you a few themes that I'd like for you to be listening to as we watch these videos together. We're going to hear from Austin and Jenny. They sent us some clips. They're a family that have gone out from our church, and they're living overseas, so we're going to hear from them. We're going to hear from Ben Crow. He also went out from River with a group from River to start a church, Orchard Community Church in Park City. A lot of you know Ben and Rose and people that went with them. So we're going to hear from Ben this morning. And then we're going to hear from Breanne Oakes. Her family has started going to Ben's church and just hear about what God has been doing in their life through the Orchard and through Breanne's prayers and faithfulness there. And then we're going to hear from Pat and Harvey. I shared a little bit of Harvey's story when I spoke a few weeks ago, and Harvey was baptized out at the YMCA on Father's Day. So Pat and Harvey are going to share a little bit about God's work in and through their lives. So just want you to know, these videos are kind of edited, but they are as candid can be. So don't let the idea that, oh, this is a video, they splice this together to say what they want. I didn't. Pat and Harvey can testify. I just hit record and said, tell me about your, what happened? And they just talked, and I said, wow, great, we're done. So that's really the case with these videos. So please trust me when I say that. That is the reality. So some themes that we're going to listen for. We're going kind of global with Austin and Jenny, and then semi-regional, I guess Park City is regional, with Ben and Rose, and then local here with Pat and Harvey and Breanne. But some themes that I'd like for you guys to listen for as we watch these videos. One is prayer. You'll hear it over and over throughout the videos. And we'll have time as a congregation to pray this morning. We'll pray silently, and I'll pray for us as well. Breanne's going to talk about praying for her dad's salvation for 12 years and him coming to faith. She's going to talk about God responding to Ben's prayer when Ben asked for some older adults to start coming to his new church. So we're going to hear about prayer. Jenny's going to ask us to pray for her friend Nancy. So listen for prayer as we watch these videos, and let it be a spark to spur you on to be devoted to prayer in your life. And faithfulness is another theme that you're going to hear throughout these videos. And if you come to church here regularly, you hear it often. But you'll hear it in the lives of these people. Austin is going to talk to us about living in a completely foreign culture. And in that foreign culture, he's realized he's getting comfortable, maybe a little bit complacent, but he doesn't want to be complacent. He wants to take his charge living overseas, the same as our charge, living here in Wichita or Andover or wherever you are, to be faithful, to make God's love known. And Pat and the small group, they were faithful to love Harvey. There was no agenda, no campaign to reach out to your neighbors, just looking for where God was at work and joining him there. And Ben, starting the church, he was just stepping out in faithfulness and obedience. It was not River's ambition to go start a church. It was not on Terry's agenda, hey, we need to start a church. But God raised Ben up, and Ben stepped out and was faithful. And Ben is going to talk about the faithfulness of so many people sitting here in his life that, you know, Kevin Neuenswander and Doug Carber and different people that he mentions, they met with him not so he could be a church planter, but they were just being faithful, investing in his life, being faithful to help shape Ben into the person that God wants him to be. So listen for faithfulness. And the last thing that I want you to listen for is listen to the church. Listen for the church. These are individual people's stories, but in that you hear the church, God's people. If you were here last week, Terry talked about the church being God's called out people. And, you know, the church is not buildings or organizations or activities or websites or signs out on the corner. Those are all tools to help God's people live as his church. So listen for the church as you hear these stories. The church, us, called out not to live comfortable, complacent lives, like Austin said, but in his words, reminding us this morning to be called out people living together to make God's love known. Really, when you listen to Ben's story, you'll hear the church, God's people investing in his life, and God calling him to plant a church. You'll hear the church when you hear of God's people through a small group here at River, loving and including Harvey. And I know there are a lot more stories that we could tell. I could shoot more videos. But the point of these stories isn't the video themselves, because if I shot more videos and put more up there, the story would be the same. God using his called out people, the church, to make himself known. So listen for those three themes this morning as we watch these videos. We're going to sing one more song together, and then after that we'll watch Austin and Jenny's video, and then Dee Dee is going to come and pray for them. And as we sing Revelation song, it's a song we've sang here before, but a song that talks about God being completely other. And so I want to ask God to help us orient to himself this morning. Remember who he is and what he's done. And there's a line in that song that says, I will adore you, asking the Holy Spirit to help us adore him. And you might even have time this morning to think about, how are ways that I can adore you? How do I adore you? What do I adore you for? What have you done in my life? So we'll sing that together. But let me pray for us, and then we'll sing this song together.
If you're listening to this podcast and you want to find the videos related to this podcast, go to the River website, rivercc.org, go to the resources link, click on resources, and then under sermon resources, select sermon notes. The most recent sermon should be gospel stories. Click on that and you'll see the videos. If that's not the most recent sermon listed, just search for gospel stories, and you'll be able to find the videos.